Blog Talk Radio.
Most gracious and most heavenly Father, how we love you and adore you. And we thank you, Father God, with an attitude of gratitude for your love, your grace, and your mercies towards us, Father, at all times. Father God, as we come today, we want to confess every sin of omission and every sin of a commission. And we bring them before you. We ask for your forgiveness, Father. And we thank you, Father, for your faithfulness, Father, that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we say thank you, Father God. We say thank you. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day, Father, in Jesus' name. As we stand, Father God, and obtain your mercies, new mercies, Father. Yesterday's mercies was more than enough, yet you have granted unto us a new set today. And so for all this, we say thank you, Father. Help us to forgive ourselves, Father God, that our subconscious might be clear and clean, Father, to fly and walk and to live in that spirit of liberty. Father, that you provide for all those who are truly believers. We say thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father, thank you for our assignment. Thank you for the assignment, Father, and giving us the will to accept it, to run in it, to walk in it, to grow in it. And we say thank you, Father. As your word goes forth this morning, Father, around the globe, we say thank you, Father, and we ask that you will anoint the ears of the hearers, Father, that they might hear, Father, that they might receive, believe, Father God, and be changed forever, because your word is eternal and will never, ever, ever return until you void. So we say thank you, Father, for this and for everything. Father, we pray that as we move forward this morning, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen again. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. So glad to be on the Lord's side. So glad. Amen, that I can call him Father. I can call him Daddy. I can call him God. I can call him friend. I can call him my husband. I can call him my lover. I can call him my doctor. I can call him my lawyer. I can call him my security guard. I can call him my banker. I can call him whatever I need him to be, because he's everything I need him to be and more, because he's all of that. He is all. Amen. In all. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for sweet fellowship. Amen. And we pray, amen, that you know him on the same level. Glory be to God. There is absolutely nobody like Jesus. Jesus is the answer. He is the answer. He's the answer for the world. Amen. He's the answer for your dilemma. He is the answer for your situation. He is the answer. Glory be to God. He is the reason that you were born, amen, on earth. Jesus is the answer. Glory be to God. Not only the answer for the reason you was born, but for the reason that you will die one day. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But you don't have to wait to die a physical death. Amen. You can die a spiritual death. Glory be to God. We are born twice. We die once and we're born twice. Glory be to God, because we're born out of our mother's womb. And Jesus declared, amen, that we must be born again. Marvel not that I say unto you, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Ye must be born again. And so we want to thank God, hallelujah, for the gift, for God's compassion. Amen. Glory be that he loved the world so much that he gave us something that was very dear and special to him. He gave his only begotten son, and the son gave us life. And we say thank God for eternal life because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. So we don't wait to no Lent season. We thank God for Lent. We don't wait to Easter and resurrection and no Christmas. We don't need any special holidays because every day is a holiday. Amen. Because every day is a day that God has made. So every day is special. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God's name is great and greatly to be praised. Every single day that we wake up is a gift from God. Hallelujah. What we do with those 24 hours, hallelujah, is our business. Glory, most of us waste it. We squander it. Glory be to God. Time is so precious. It's something that you cannot retrieve. You can't go back and get more of it. You can't stock up on it. No, no, no. It's a gift from God. God took a slice of eternity, called it time, and gave it unto us. That's why time has a beginning and time has an end. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I consider it the dash of life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That dash. Hallelujah. You go to the cemeteries and you look at the tombstones. You see the year that they was born and the year that they died. And you see that dash in the middle. Well, that dash represents our life. Glory be to God. And it's quick. It's like a vapor. I don't care if you live to be 150 years old. I don't care if you live to be as old as Methuselah. Glory be to God, who was almost, he's the oldest person recorded in the Bible because he was almost 1,000 years old. But that ain't nothing with God, because God tells us that 1,000 years is as one day, and one day is as 1,000 years. So if Methuselah only lived one day before God, beloved, we're just standing, and our time on earth is just weeks. Weeks and days in the Lord's kingdom. Only what we do for Christ is going to last. Only what we do. You could be the most famous person that walked the planet earth. You could be the most richest person that lived on planet earth. You could be the healthiest person. You could be happily married, having all your children and family, and just got everything you think you want. But if you don't have Jesus, you don't have nothing. You don't have nothing. You're still empty. Glory be to God. But on the other end, if you don't have, hallelujah, all of the goodies that this world can provide, and you got Jesus, you got more than enough. I say Jesus by himself, hallelujah, is more than enough. Glory be to God. So Jesus is the answer. He is the answer. He is the answer. Glory be to God. They're putting pressure on the White House, putting pressure in politics. Glory be to God. Pressure on our leaders, pressure everywhere. Glory be to God. People are demanding answers, but they're looking to the wrong source. Glory be to God. Jesus is the answer. So hallelujah. The answer is not in no new amendment or a new bill or a new constitution. Glory be to God. But the answer is in Jesus. And so we bless him on today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God commands us to love him with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul, and all of our strength. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you love God, God will love you. Because God said he loves those who love him. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. And we have seen, glory be to God, over the last couple days, amen, that when we walk in faith and obedience, God will reward us. God will honor us. God will bring us out of the mess that we get ourselves in, the stuff that we allow the devil to set us up. Glory be to God. And life happens to us, beloved. And this is our first time around. It's not like we've had any experience in this. Glory be to God. None of us know what we're doing. Amen. Hallelujah. This is why we need God. Hallelujah. Because he has promised us in Psalms 32:8. I will instruct thee. I will lead thee. I will guide thee in the way that thou shalt go. And he will show us. And when trouble comes, glory be to God, because trouble comes. But when the devil comes in like a flood, God will lift up a standard. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Glory be to God. So everything that you go through, amen, it's not because of you, amen, but everything that you go through is because of him. Oh, glory be to God. Job was an upright man. Oh, there was no fault and failure in Job. Job wasn't sinning. Job was living a righteous life, yet God allowed him, amen, to suffer, amen, for him. Beloved, it's the will of God for the glory of God. Hallelujah. But God came through for Job, gave Job double for his trouble. I come to tell you that God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Glory be to God. And God will give you double for your trouble. He brought Job out. He brought Daniel out. He brought Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego out. He brought Jacob out. He brought Abraham out. He brought Moses out. He brought Joseph out. He brought Paul out. He brought Peter out. He brought Jesus out. God even brought Jesus out. Brought Jesus up out of the grave. Oh, glory be to God. When the devil thought he had him, when it was real quiet, oh, glory be to God, and Satan was over there in a corner of the world having a party. I was doing the electric slide and the electric split. Glory be to God, thought they had conquered Jesus. But the Bible says 3 days later, he rose again up from the grave. He arose. Well, beloved, I come to tell you, hallelujah, that God wants to rise you up too. Glory be to God, even when it look like it's over, even when it look like it's through, even when it look like it's just dead and done. Oh, glory be to God, hallelujah. The Bible tells us that Lazarus died. Glory be to God in the grave, hallelujah, 3 days, hallelujah, by then. Hallelujah, rigor, remorses has set in. Oh, glory be to God. They you can, amen, give somebody CPR, maybe in the first couple seconds or minutes, and revive them. But beloved, here it was, he was dead. I said he was dead. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, when your situation looks dead, when your health looks dead, when that relationship looks dead, when your money looks dead, when your dreams look dead, I come to tell you that Jesus is the answer. Jesus showed up on the scene, and all he did was open his mouth and spoke a word and said, loose him and let him go. Lazarus, come forth. Well, beloved, God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And he's still speaking the word because he is the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God brought up a whole valley of dry bones. Hallelujah. These souls have been dead so long, the flesh has fell off. Wasn't nothing but dust and bones. The bones was broken up. Oh, glory be to God. Situations that's been dead for a long time. Your dreams that have been dead for a long time. Your joy that's been dead for a long time. Your hope that's been dead for a long time. Don't look like it's no hope. And you're moving on to a second chapter. The Lord said, hold up, not too quick. It ain't over yet. But Lord, look at this. He said, it ain't over till I say it's over. over. Ezekiel, can these bones live? God, thou knowest. Oh, glory be to God. And the Bible tells us that the foot bone connected to the ankle bone, the ankle bone connected to the knee bone, the knee bone connected to the thigh bone, the thigh bone made a connection to the backbone, the backbone made a connection to the arm bone, the arm bone made a connection to the neck bone. Glory be to God. Not only did God bring those dry and dead bones together, and they said the hallelujah, then flesh started showing up on the bones. Glory be to God. God raised up a whole army. Glory be to God of dry bones. I'm coming to tell you today that God can raise up a whole army. He can resurrect your family. He can resurrect your neighborhood. He can resurrect your community. He can resurrect our nation. Why? Because it ain't over till God says that is over. Beloved, he's just looking for those people who will pray and keep on praying. Seek him and keep on seeking. You have not because you ask not. But if you ask, ye shall receive. If you seek, ye shall find. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you knock, the door shall be open. If my people call by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. God says, then will I hear, then will I answer, because I'm a prayer answering God. Hallelujah. I'm a prayer answering God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For those who will trust me and those who will obey me. And we saw, beloved, in the scriptures that these men and women who was living an authentic life, a life of integrity, their hearts was right. Oh, it don't make no difference what they look like on the outside. Oh, glory be to God. They might have been short. They might have been tall. They might have been fat. They might have been skinny. Glory be to God. Don't make no difference what they look like on the outside. God is looking at the heart. Oh, tell somebody, hallelujah. God sees every speckle. Oh, glory be to God of the heart. Hallelujah. He knows when you're real. He knows when you're not. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And because these men and women, their heart was right. We're not saying they was perfect people, but their heart was right. We're not saying they never made a mistake, but their heart was right. We're not even saying they never committed a sin, but their heart was right. Hallelujah. And God came through for them and brought them up out of trouble, brought them from the bottom to the top. Oh, my God, because that's what God does when he delivers you. God don't deliver you and drop you off at the SPCA. God don't deliver you and drop you off at the YMCA. Hallelujah. But God is going to deliver you, amen, and take you straight up to the palace. The Bible says, amen, he will set us in a large place. Ah, come on, somebody. I said God knows how to do it. Hallelujah. Why? Hallelujah. Because we love him. We please him. We please him. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Not none of our own goodness, because we have no goodness. We don't have a doggone thing to brag about. We don't have no bragging power. Oh, glory be to God, because we were all born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Romans chapter 3, verse number 10 says, no one is righteous, not even one. No one is truly wise. No one is seeking God. All have turned away. All have become useless. No one does good, not a single one. Their talk is foul, like the stench from an open grave. Their tongues are filled with lies. Snake venom drips from their lips. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. They rush to commit murder. Destruction and misery always follow them.
They don't know where to find peace. They have no fear of God at all, beloved. Hallelujah. All of us was born in sin and shaven in iniquity. Your daddy could have been the bishop. Your mama could have been the apostle. Don't make no difference. Glory be to God. Huh? And you don't make no difference. Your family line. I say we were all born in sin and shaping in iniquity. Hallelujah. But through, beloved, our identity in Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit working in our lives, we can live in a way that brings great pleasure to the Lord. Beloved, truly believers will find great joy and spiritual fullness in living to glorify God. Not on our own, because no one can please God on their own. That's the scripture that I just read to you here in Romans 3. You can't do it on your own. Why? Because you, me, Lottie Dottie, everybody, all humans are dreadfully wicked and sinful. Even the good that people do cannot bring pleasure to God. Because such deeds are like filthy rags in the sight of God. Isaiah 64 and 6 says, all of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We are shriveled up like a leaf, and like the wind, our sins swept us away. Beloved, in our natural sinful state, we are incapable of pleasing the Lord. And this is why the Bible tells us in Romans 8 and 8, those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. It's impossible to please God in the realm of the flesh. You can try and try and work yourself till you run out of energy. It is impossible to please God in the realm of the flesh. You could be working in the church. You could be the leader of the church. You could be the builder, the contractor who built the church. It don't make a difference. You can give God some of your money, part of your money, all of your money, none of your money. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. Therefore, the thought that constant effort and work at accomplishing good deeds brings good pleasure to God is wrong. No, you can't work it. You're knocking on doors and out there feeding the poor and doing all those good things, but beloved, but still not giving pleasure to God because you're in the flesh. Hebrews 11 and 6 says that without faith, it is impossible to please him, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those. He rewards those who seek him. I want you to underline that word rewards, because we take on this false humility that like we ain't looking for nothing. And we don't need God to give us nothing and do nothing. Stop the lying. Liar, liar, pants on fire. See, but it's okay, beloved. Amen. It's just who you looking to. You can't look to man for nothing, because man ain't got nothing to give you, because they need something themselves. We all need a dose of the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. God is the rewarder of those who seek him, not seek man. Huh? Not trying to get brownie points with man. Not trying to get favor with man. Man ain't got no heaven or hell to put you in. Psalms 5 and 4. For you are not a God who is pleased with wickedness. With you, evil people are not welcome. Hello, somebody. It's a truth anyhow. It's a truth anyhow. Glory be to God. Evil people are not welcome. And he's not just talking about, amen, unbelievers. evil people. He's talking about so-called born-again Christians. How can you say that, people? How can you say that, Pastor? 2 Chronicles 7. If my people call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. God's talking to so-called believers here. Woo! Romans chapter 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Because anyone who serves Christ in this way is pleasing, underline that word pleasing, pleasing to God and receives human approval. But the Bible tells that when a man's ways please him, even our enemies will be at peace with us. When a man's ways please God, even our enemies will be at peace with us. Why? Because you're pleasing God. Y'all know how I feel when you please. Somebody do things, things are happening, and you just so happy, you so pleased. Huh? It's a good feeling, ain't it? Huh? Well, guess what? God wants pleasure, too. God wants pleasure, too. And God is pleased through your faith and through your obedience. Anything other than that ain't pleasing to God. And if I was you, amen, I wouldn't want to be on that side of the track. That's a bad place to be. Galatians chapter 5, verse 15 says this. If ye bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. You see, beloved, walking and living by the Holy Spirit will protect us against living in the flesh. It's only one way for us not to walk in the flesh, is to walk in the spirit. You don't have a whole bunch of options. God didn't make it difficult. You don't have to rattle your brain. All right, you got two ways. You can either walk in the flesh or walk in the spirit. See? No, you can't walk in between the flesh and the spirit, because that's the lukewarm. That's the lukewarm. That you really, walking in the flesh is bad enough. See? Walking in the middle is worse. So you have to choose, glory be to God, if you're going to walk in the flesh, amen, or walking in the spirit. God don't do that for you, but he'll help you when you make a decision what you're going to do. Glory be to God. But when we make that decision to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and we walk in the spirit, see, the Holy Spirit will protect us against living in the flesh, able us to make God proud in our actions. Do you know you can make God proud? We want to make our parents proud, okay? Our children proud, okay? Our spouses proud, our bosses proud, okay? We want to make people proud of us, all right? But guess what? You can make God proud. And some of us are so, amen, giving so much energy to making people proud, amen, but yet we're neglecting, amen, God. What about God? God wants to be proud of you too. God wants to boast on you too. God wants to brag about you. The same way you always talking about your children and your accomplishments and the things that bring joy to your heart, well, God wants to do the same thing for you. Why? Because you're giving him pleasure. Pleasure. Y'all know how we do, showing off them babies, grandbabies, everybody on your cell phone. Look at this, look at that, because you're proud. But guess what? You couldn't feel that way if there wasn't no pleasure there. Huh? Glory be to God. Verse number 25 in Galatians says, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Why? Because this is how we bring pleasure to God. The question really comes down to, do you want to or not? That's really the bottom line. What you want to do. Are you in love with him or not? See, sometimes people can fake it. You know, you pretending like you love that person because you really want their money. Or you just want to, you know, say you're married or, you know what I mean, or whatever. Some of you men out there, women too, amen, you just want, you know, a couple nights in, you know, in the bed. You just want to knock boots for a season, you know what I mean? You don't really love that person. No, number one, if you love them, you wouldn't be for fornicating. You wouldn't imbue that ain't you ain't even in love, amen. You in lust. Glory be to God. You don't really love. You know, I know why you really don't love, because you don't love yourself. How you gonna love somebody else and you don't even love you? The Lord said, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and then love your neighbor as yourself. So if you don't love yourself, you can't love your neighbor. If you don't love yourself, amen, you're in sin. But he's not talking about vanity and pride when he tells you, amen, hallelujah, to be in love. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, amen, then we have to make a decision. Are we going to humble ourselves, yield ourselves, amen, to submission to the power of the Holy Ghost? Let God have his way in our lives, whatever you want to do. See, we got to put down these reservations. Well, God, I'll do this, but long as you don't ask me to do this, long as you don't ask me to do this, God, I'll go halfway with him. No, ain't no compromise. We ain't cutting no deals with God. How dare you? How dare you try to cut a deal with God when the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof? Every cotton-picking thing in this earth belongs to God, the earth itself, the universe, the stars, the moon, the galaxy. Everything belongs to God. How you gonna cut a deal with God? If you stop breathing, 5 seconds later, you dead. You got to be kidding. Living on borrowed time. Gonna cut a deal with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. All of that because we just refuse to submit. We refuse to go in all the way. Jesus Christ is Lord of all, and Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. And the sooner you realize that, the better off you're going to be. God's looking for pleasure. I have many, many other scriptures here that I can share with you, amen, about pleasing God. You look them up yourself. You do a little homework. You become a Bible student. I leave you with this last scripture in Proverbs 16 and 7, which I've already shared. I just want to give you which found. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 7, when a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Why? Because, beloved, if God be for you, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Well, we just don't want to serve him for what's in his hand. You know, some people, they just want to, you know, just get what you got, get what you got, get what you got. Gimme, gimme, gimme. What have you done for me lately? Gimme, gimme, gimme. Oh, come over here, girl. It's free. They giving away free food today. They giving away free, free, free. Everybody like free. Some of you come to this ministry because, you know what I mean, been eating here for a while, never even left a tip. Never even left a tip, later for tithes and offerings. You haven't even left a tip, and you've been eating here for 13 years. Glory be to God, but we keep feeding you. People like the free, 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 free. Oh, glory be to God, hallelujah. Give it to me. Amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, because it's free. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And I forgot why I said that. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But hallelujah. But God, amen, beloved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look, it's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you something. I heard one preacher put it like this. Salvation is when Jesus died on the cross. All right? It cost Jesus his life. Glory be to God. That's salvation. Hallelujah. But the kingdom, beloved, and sanctification, now you got to go on the cross. It's going to cost you something. Glory. That's why the Bible says if you lose your life, you gain it. If you get it, glory be to God. That's why the Bible says unless a man, amen, hallelujah, love his mother, father, sister, brother more than me, he cannot be my disciple. This is, okay, my thought came back. It always comes back. Amen. Because I got a lot running. I'm going to close on this note right here. So glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we seek God, amen, for what's in his hand. Oh, yeah. Pray for me, y'all. I need this. I need that. I need that. Oh, no problem. Ain't no problem. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. Okay. That's what's in God's hands. But see, beloved, when we go deeper with God with the worship, the worship is a true love affair because anybody can praise God. We see him happening all the time, praising God in the flesh, praising God and slipping and falling. Let me tell you something, in the church, then you want to sue the church. Nah, you wasn't in the spirit. The Holy Spirit, no. I refuse to believe that you was in the spirit praising God and failed and hurt yourself. No, the devil a liar. Then you want to sue the church? I'd be scared to spend that money. I'd be scared to spend it. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Anybody can praise God. You can teach your bird how to praise God. They ain't teaching the cats and dogs how to talk. Anybody can praise God. And you ought to praise them. He said, let everything that had breath praise me. But that's when we're seeking God's hands. But beloved, when you start seeking his face, when you wake up in the morning, you want to give God a kiss on the cheek. When you want to talk with him, you just don't want to run in and grab the blessing, but you want to sit a while. You want to sit a while. You want to fellowship. You want to hear what's on his heart. You want to hear what's on his mind. It ain't so much of what you got to say. You just want to hear what he got to say. Say, glory be to God. When you really love somebody, they ain't got to say nothing. You just happy for the opportunity to be with them. You just so happy they there. You ain't got to talk if you don't want to talk. I'm just happy you're here. Come on in. We fall in love with God. We seek his face. That's the worship. That's why he says enter, amen, amen, that the worship is the inner courts. Because only though God is a spirit and those who worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. You don't need spirit and truth for the praise. Because anybody can perpetrate that, but you definitely can't get into the worship without the spirit and the truth. The worship, that's the real part of us. Amen. That's the test if we truly love God for who he is. We praise him for what he does. We worship him for who he is. Nobody wants to be feeling like they've been taken advantage of. Isn't that a sad feeling? Don't nobody like that feeling? People just want to use you for what you got. Just want to use your body. Huh? Just use your stuff. Use your food. Use your money. Whatever they can get, just use you. But don't really, really care about you. And when we get into that realm of worship and true fellowship, when we love God more than anything else, he's pleased. He's pleased. And can't nobody on earth stop God from doing for you what he's going to do, what he's already done, and what he's doing right now. Can't nobody on earth stop the blessing that God has for you. Not a person on earth. They don't qualify, because if God be for you, who can be against you? Because, amen, as one person said, somebody said God and one person is the majority. I said, no, I beg to differ. God is the majority all by himself. And if God is for you, even the devil is in trouble. Whose side are you on? Whose side are you on? What it's going to be? What it's going to be? What it's going to be? I heard people even a couple of days ago, anything I can do to please them. I just want to please them. I'm just there for them. I want them to know I'm there for them. Whatever, nothing's too much. Fine. Thank God for that type of loyalty. See, but it's one thing to give it to man. It's another thing to give it to God. Everyone's life is not pleasing to God. What about yours? Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we give you praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Download straight from heaven, Father. As you know, I definitely didn't mean to say this. I said I was going to say something for about 10 minutes and hang up. I intended to be given the benediction at 6:15. But that was my flesh. God, we're so happy that flesh can get out of the way and you can have free course. We say thank you, Father, for the word that will never return void. Thank you, Father. Now help us to believe it, help us to receive it, help us to walk in it, and help us to align our life with your purposes and your pleasure, because it has a great recompense of reward. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Amen. We are launching, amen, the Entrepreneur Spotlight tonight. The links were sent out. Amen. Register. Amen. 7 o'clock tonight. Amen. We'll see everybody there. Amen. And you'll see what we got going on. Amen. So that's at 7 o'clock tonight. We'll be praying today at 12 o'clock at the altar of prayer. Come on and let's pray. Amen. And keep on praying and keep on praying and keep on praying. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And allow the Holy Spirit to pray through us. Amen. For us, and pray without ceasing, and pray. Pray not to change God's mind, but pray until your mind is changed. Amen. In Jesus' name. And I think that's it for today. Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation, and we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. We love you. We thank you, and we bless you. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, God. Cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. And we thank you for doing it. And Jesus Christ is our Lord. All right. Pastor Alfreda signing out. Amen. Walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation, it is already here. Amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you.